know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I want to take charisma lessons from Mr. Rogers. Well, ever since birthdays and Christmases and anniversaries until my income has been stretched further in Delta Burke's spandex drawers. So my old lady pearl decided what I need is a part-time job to pay the bills. Well, that's just great. I mean, we're in this money crunch because I buy pearl a whole jury box full of pubic zirconium, and now I got to work two jobs. Well, that is gratitude for you. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but I mean, the meaningful jobs in the help wanted section of the paper is about as bare as Lawrence Welk's spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I didn't give up. One day I was looking at the paper trying to figure out, you know, what the Far Side cartoon meant. All of a sudden my eyes lit up and the job of a lifetime showed right there. The ad said, wanted, bouncer for topless nightclub. Now there's a job any real man would kill for. I figured a bouncer at a topless joint might be the easiest job in the world, because I've seen them babes in action. They can bounce just fine without much help. Although, being a gentleman, I'd be glad to lend them a hand or two. Yeah, I can see me right now, standing by the stage watching them babes going by. I'd feel like Noah, you know, watching them go in two by two by two. Wake up, America! I didn't get that job, by the way. Seems like the health department has a law against excessive slobbering in the workplace. Dang red tape. I'm Earl Pitts, American Pizzo.